Good morning and welcome. February 15th, meeting of the Legislative Council. I'm going to call the meeting to order. It is 7:04 a.m. Apologize for the early time, but I am happy that subcommittees aren't starting at 7, so we weren't starting at 6. I'll ask Ms. Lesh to call the roll.
Representative Klayman.
Here.
Representative Edmund.
Here.
Representative Guttenberg. Representative Millett.
Here.
Representative Ortiz.
Here.
Representative Stutes.
Here.
Representative Drummond.
Here.
Representative Eastman.
Here.
Senator Hoffman.
Here.
Senator Kelly.
Here.
Senator McKinnon.
Here.
Senator Meyer.
Here.
Senator Machicki.
Here.
Senator Stevens.
Here.
Senator Diesel.
Here.
Vice Chair Stedman.
Here.
Chair Tito.
Here.
Two members.
Thank you. So with 13 members and three alternates, we do have a quorum to conduct business. Reminder to silence your cell phones. And also a reminder that when you're speaking this morning, try and make sure you're speaking into a microphone so we do have a record of the proceeding. Next item on the agenda is approval of the agenda. And we've got two items on the agenda today, FY18 Legislative Council Proposed Budget and Subcommittee Assignments. Senator Stedman.
Chairman, I move Legislative Council to approve the agenda.
Any objections to the agenda as presented? Seeing no objections, the agenda is approved. Next item of committee business is the FY18 Legislative Council Proposed Budget. During our previous meeting, we had a discussion about trying to provide some additional recommendations. That has been done, so we will get the budget before us and then have discussion. Next item on the agenda, Senator Stedman, go ahead and...
I move the Legislative Council per AS 2420-130 approve the FY18 Legislative Council proposed budget and transmit it to the House and Senate Finance Committees for their review and action.
Okay, and I'll object for purposes of discussion. I'll go ahead and read through the management memo on the recommendation. Short one-page memo that is in your packets, dated February 15th. Legislative Council budget has 14 budget components and 4 RDUs. The FY18 Legislative Council request is an overall reduction of $332,000 from the FY18 governor's figures. Per statute, this FY18 request constitutes the detail request, which Legislative Council submits to the Finance Committee for their review and action. The following pages, which is the additional part of the management letter, provide a recap of changes by component for this detailed budget book. It explains the component and the associated change from the FY18 governor's figures to the council's FY18 request. In recognition of current fiscal circumstances and in an effort to make sure that the legislature is doing all it can to adjust to the current fiscal reality, Council requests that the Finance Committees review the Legislative Council's budget and identify efficiencies in order to achieve an additional savings to the state of at least 3.5%. The legislative operating budget and the session expenses components provide the best opportunity to achieve those savings. That is our request to the Finance Committees. Do we have any comments or questions from committee members? Representative Klayman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate the effort that's gone into this budget that I think should forward today. I do note that there's a need to look for additional cuts, and one of the areas that I believe is an area of core government function is the public safety function. We've been learning in the House subcommittee on the Department of Law that prosecutions, particularly misdemeanor prosecutions, are down over 30%, and we have almost 7,000 cases that are being declined in comparison to years previously. And I think that means we need to look for savings in the budget that might allow us to hire prosecutors to serve that essential public safety function. And I think it's appropriate in the subcommittee process, but not on this committee, to potentially look at the Office of Victims' Rights as a place where we can save money in this budget that would allow us to hire prosecutors. And I intend to continue to look at that in the subcommittee process, but I will be pleased to support this budget going forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Further discussion? I'll remove my objection. Any further objections? Representative Eastman. I'll maintain my objection. And
thank you, Mr. Chairman. I noticed in the memo that we're encouraging additional cuts to be found in the legislative operating budget, the session expenses. I also noticed that we are down 7 positions on the legislature's legal team. That, in my mind, would be a fairly critical area. I know there are certainly many things that they are working on. There's quite a queue, from what I understand. I would encourage, in looking at places for additional cuts, I would look very carefully and closely at some of the membership fees that the legislature is currently paying. There's a list, of course, on page 1 that would be coming out of administrative services. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Eastman. And for clarification, there is currently an amount in the budget for some of those membership fees. We are not paying the full membership fees, and this committee is not recommending that we go back to paying the full membership fees. We're recommending a status quo from last year, which is a reduction of what we've paid for membership fees in the past. Further discussion? I will remove my objection, Senator Stedman. Actually, we've got a motion on the table. I'll remove my objection. Any further objections? With that, we have the management letter moving forward to the finance committees, finance subcommittees for review. Next item on our agenda is the assignment of subcommittees, and I have provided a list of membership on the subcommittees. We've identified 4 subcommittees: information technology, security, moving travel, per diem, and the Anchorage LIO. The chairs of the subcommittees will be, for information technology, Tim Banaszak, who's the information technology director. Security will be Steve Daigle, who is our security chief. Moving and travel will be Jessica Geary. Per diem will be myself, and the Anchorage LIO will be myself. Members are identified on the list that will be provided for in the record, and I'd like everyone to know that it is also welcome that any member or member staff participate on any of the committees, even if they don't sit on Ledge Council. If there are any comments, questions, we can add to that list. It's not a formal adoption. Without anything more to come before the committee, that is all we had today. So I will adjourn the Legislative Council meeting at 7:14 a.m., and thank you for attending.